Greetings, travelers, and welcome back to the Snapping Dragon Tavern. If you are enjoying this podcast, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast provider.
To recap, you had to gain entrance into the Viridian Archive. You agreed to take on a quest to find some historical artifacts in a nearby temple. You were led there by a woman named Rena and delved down in to this well, where you found a stone altar. Which each of you cut your hand to put blood on the altar as a sacrifice for entering. Inside, you were attacked by these crystalline skeleton creatures before being dropped into a large room filled with water. In the water, there were 6 points of light that you began going to one by one, where you fought. Well, you didn't really fight the bats, but you fought the bat creatures. There was an ice elemental, a fire elemental, displacer beasts, and finally a room that was in complete darkness with will-o'-wisps, where you found a living survivor of the previous expedition, unconscious on the floor. And that's where we stop. So you have just defeated the will-o'-wisps, finding the key of darkness, and also finding this unconscious gnome, I believe it was. Let me go back here and make sure. I think she's a gnome. Yes. So you have... did you wake her up already, I think?
I think we already woke her up, didn't we?
Did we? I don't remember.
Morgan, Craig, do you guys remember?
I've slept a lot since then.
I remember it was like y'all's power went out, so I couldn't remember like exactly where your power went out at.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so we'll say that you have already woken her up. You have already healed her. Her name is Bagda Oakheart. She has introduced herself as Bagda Oakheart.
That's quick toast.
So, what would you like to do?
I guess check on her and just see, like, you know, check her, you know, is she okay? Is she injured? Does she require assistance?
I think I just need to rest and recover.
I think most of us probably need to rest and recover as well. What do you guys reckon?
I can use a rest.
Yes, me too.
Well, let us rest and relax and get to know each other, shall we?
Okay. So you start to set up a little camp in this room that has now been illuminated. The magical darkness was dispelled once you laid hands on the key.
What do we see?
This is just a large empty room. In the center, there is like the word escapes me. I can't remember the word, but it's like a large pedestal with a bowl on top.
Oh, okay.
But it's all one piece. Okay. In the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. And it does, and it's what's there's a magical light flickering within it.
Okay. Hmm. Was this possibly the source of the Will of the Wisps?
It is the spot where they were coming from when the lights were out, yes.
I'm going to eye it menacingly because I don't trust it and I don't like it, and back away.
Okay. So you back as far as you can away from this as you all begin to set up your little rest area. So.
Okay. Magda.
Bagda.
Bag. Oh.
Yes. B-A-G.
Bagda.
Sorry. My bag. What brings you down here, Bagda?
I was hired by a woman named Rina to scout out and retrieve whatever I could find of historical value.
Oh.
And how did you come across this place?
Same.
Oh, really? Rina sent you?
Yeah. Yes, she's actually waiting for us outside the entrance.
Oh, well, that's good.
How long have you been down here?
I'm honestly not sure. I don't know exactly how long I was out. It took us, I know we rested once, so it took us a couple of days before we were in the flooded chamber, and then we all got separated.
Yeah, how many of you were there?
There were four of us.
Were you friends with Quickfinger?
Ruth, yes. Yes, she was one of the companions.
She's dead.
Oh my god!
We found her a while back.
Oh.
Your friend is totally stone dead.
So she kind of retreats into herself a little bit and pulls out a, you notice that she had pulled out a handkerchief and it started to dab at her eyes a little bit.
Were y'all friends?
Well, we were traveling companions. We had become close, yes.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Have you found any of the others? I'm assuming if you have, then they were also, they would also perish since they're not with you.
We found a cleric.
Father Dethius. But you haven't found Alatol yet.
I don't think so.
All right, well, maybe there's hope for him then.
Does Ongo want to kill any hope of that with a snide comment?
I have plenty of toes. What's his name, not Olive Toes?
No, Alatol.
Oh.
Alatol Towerhand.
Sounds like a pain medication.
So, have you found anything else while you've been down here? Anything of historical value or any interest, really?
The only thing that we've really found are these stones.
That's on the purpose. We don't know her. What are you?
She was also high five.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Continue.
I already said that we found these stones.
Oh,
it's like just a couple skipping rocks.
Okay, are they magical or? All right. Well, I'm glad you found some stones. Perhaps Rina can determine their age, and maybe that will be of historical value.
Yeah, just some samples of the cave and stuff. You know?
All right. Well, if there's no more questions, I think I just need to get some rest.
Yeah, you get some rest, Bagda.
Right. She kind of eyes around suspiciously at the four of you. And just kind of leans her back against the wall. She doesn't actually fully lay down.
I don't think that Bagda likes us very much. Way to go, Ongo.
Ongo didn't make a very good first impression.
He did not.
He did.
I don't know what you mean by that.
All right, so anything that you want to do?
Rest and get some hit points back. I don't know about y'all.
I want to look at the thing in the middle of the room.
Okay.
It's called a penis.
No. No.
Are we doing a long rest or a short rest?
With everything that you fought, I will allow a long rest, even though it's not been long enough for one.
Thank you.
It's been like 3 weeks since we took a long rest. I'm just
like, pretty exhausted.
Technically, it's been like an hour.
It's not like 3 weeks.
Okay, so yes, you can all take a long rest.
Thank God.
Thank you, GM.
You're welcome, my child. All right. So you all lay down and sleep.
Before that, I'm going to give everyone 5 good berries each.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. Good berry.
All right. So you give everyone 5 good berries.
Good berry.
And you wake up the next, well, you wake up in 8 hours. Unsure of what time actually is anymore.
Time does not exist here.
So we should be able to reach Rena with the stones again?
Yes, you should be able to reach her with the stones. I read a little bit about it. I should have only let you send one message last time, even instead of like 4.
No, it was amazing.
We had a full-blown conversation.
Yeah, I know. You're just supposed to be able to send one message a day, and they can respond to that message.
So maybe this time we could say we found Shorty.
Yeah, say that.
We found your tiny friend.
Found some interesting stones, and also Bagda is alive.
We have Bagda.
We want to ransom of
we have Bagda and the stones. Ransom is set. 1.5 right. million gold pieces.
Ongo, you're in a mood tonight. Or today. This morning.
Whatever time it is.
Evening, night, you know. Time is, you know.
Yeah, we're in cave time now.
The cave so, is about Ongo's primal instincts or something.
So you use the sending stone to send your message, Morwen.
Right. And I'm just going to say do I have like certain amount of characters I can use, or
is this like tweet size?
Yeah, I think it's like 25 words or something like that.
Get ready.
Found interesting stones, and Bagda is alive. There, that's only 7.
For now.
Okay. All right, and a moment later you hear, oh, that's good. I was getting worried when I hadn't heard from you.
What kind of shit message was that? Rena's short. That tells us nothing.
Is she supposed to be telling you anything?
Does she even care about her friend?
She sounded relieved.
I thought it was more like, good, you found some stones. Bring them to me. That's what I sent you for.
Well, only Morwen heard that, so she will have to relay that information.
Rena just said, that's good.
Oh, I say back.
I can only say one thing a day.
No, I'm saying, instead of me saying the exact same thing again.
Is that all she said, Morwin? That doesn't sound like Rena to just be very just. She sounds like a verbose type of person. I don't understand why she would say
it. She doesn't even care about the people she sent.
That's all she said.
Sketchy.
That's good. And that she's relieved. But I don't know if she's relieved that Bagda is alive or she's relieved that we found some stones.
And this isn't a waste.
She wasn't super clear in that.
Well.
All right.
Well, I guess I want to look at the structure.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
No.
I got distracted.
You're holding me back from it since last night. I was
hoping you also forgot.
So rewind a little bit to before Balanth went to sleep or went to rest. So it is just,
who the hell's alive?
Sorry, Olby.
There
so it go. Is sleep. I got lost again. Okay, so you go and investigate this pillar-like structure. And it's basically just, like I described, a pillar with a small stone bowl attached to the top. It's all one piece, carved from one piece of stone. And inside the bowl, there is a glowing light.
Okay. But there's no liquid or anything?
No. No, there's no wood, there's no fire, it's not touching the stone, it's just like hovering inside the bowl. Like an orb of light.
I have mage hand. I'm going to use mage hand and poke it.
Okay. So you use mage hand and the mage hand goes right through.
Good try, Obi. I leave it alone.
Okay. And then you go to sleep and then you wake up and...
And here we are again.
And now here we are. Okay. So, what would you guys like to do now?
Well, I say we go to the next room. What do you guys think? Bagda, are you willing to follow us through?
And she kind of
goes down,
stands up, and like walks a little bit, but you notice that she's like favoring one of her legs, and she says, "I don't know that I would be very much help in a battle or anything like that."
What happened? Were you bitten by one of those undead creatures?
No, I was attacked in this room by the orbs of light. Perhaps I could wait here, and you could find a way out, and then. Once we have a way out, I can follow.
Bagda, how many rooms have you gone into?
This is the only one I've been in.
This is the first one?
Yes, once we fell into the large flooded room, we got separated in the darkness.
How long did
you And this was the first room I found.
Do you know how long you've been here?
I don't. I was unconscious for part of it, unfortunately.
Did Raina mention anything about how long it's been?
Didn't she say something like 3 weeks?
She did.
How many?
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Oh, you survived all this time. Did you have a lot of rations?
She just said she was unconscious for most of it.
She still has to have some sort of...
I was not had enough.
Yeah.
But yes, I think I should stay here and rest.
Do you have any spells or anything like that? What's your specialty?
I do have a little bit of magic ability. I am a wizard.
I don't know if we should leave you here by yourself.
I think I'll be fine. It appears that the danger is past. The room is no longer in darkness, so that's a good thing.
What does everyone else think?
Well, if she wants to stay here, then I don't know if we'll pass back this way. That's my only issue, really, with leaving her here.
Does anybody have any type of healing that may help her leg?
I want potions.
Can we amputate it?
Well, I mean, let me see. I do have a spell that I can. I do have a spell that I can use to talk to you. Perhaps I could check in an hour or so.
I don't think she trusts us. She just doesn't want to come.
That way, you don't have to come back in here to retrieve me.
Throw you on my back like a backpack.
Can you swim like that?
Can do anything up on my mind.
Well, I mean, if you really insist, I suppose I could. I suppose I could come with you, but I don't know how much use I would be.
If there's any danger, you stand in the corner and just use your spells. Use your wizardry.
Do we know how many more rooms there are?
Well, you remember that there were 6 points of light, including the one that you couldn't get through. And this one didn't have a point of light. So there were 7 locations total. You've been through 5.
And one of them we can't get in.
One of them you can't get in.
Until we complete the trial.
Yes. And then maybe we can get into the last one. That's what it sounds like to me.
See, this one's called Trial 6.
You dive back into the frigid waters.
We die back in the frigid waters?
Dive.
Oh, sorry.
You die in the frigid waters.
You guys fell into my campaign trap.
All right, so you dive back into the waters and begin to make your way to the 6th room. The last point of light that is in the southeast corner.
And to have a gnome backpack, right?
Of the flooded chamber. And, if you're taking Bagda with you, she would have trouble swimming, so she would be staying close to one of you.
I don't think she should stay here.
I can give her my ring of water walking.
Well, this water goes all the way up to the surface, like to the top of this room.
Never mind. Not the best idea.
Yes, this room is completely flooded. All right, so you make your way to the next point of light.
So trial 6.
To the next trial. What order are you ascending in?
I'm assuming I will be in the rear since I'm carrying a gnome. I would have probably been the slowest. Unless somebody else wants to try and help carry her.
Yeah, I can go first as the rogue.
Okay. So Colgrin first, and then who?
I'll go next.
Okay, Morwen.
And then I'll go.
Obi. And Ongo with Bagda bringing up the rear. Okay. Colgrin.
Yes.
Surfacing into the room, you hear a low buzz that slowly escalates into a loud whirling sound that pierces the silence. Before you, the room is filled with spinning blades. Several anvils with swords dot the sides of the room. About 20 feet from the entrance, you can see a fresh corpse, bisected in half from the waist down. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, crap.
10.
is not an initiative.
Okay. 20 to 25. Nobody. Okay. 15 to
20?
Oh, no.
Y'all all died.
10 to 15?
13.
13, okay.
10.
5 to 10, okay, 10 for Ongo. 5 to 10. Huh?
6.
6 for Colgrin. Morwin?
5.
Did we all die? These salt plants gonna cut us in half.
Well, okay. Alright, so you've surfaced in the room, and looks like Olby, you are up first. Before you start, however, you need to make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Start.
That is a 12.
Alright, so you will take 9 points of slashing damage from one of the blades.
Oh, Jesus.
That's too early.
And now, what would you like to do?
Is there any sort of, like, path that I can see, or it's just all across the whole room?
Yeah, there's blades all over the room, spinning. There's blood everywhere. And about 20 feet from the entrance, there is a, that would be about, I don't know if y'all can see the little dot.
I can see the game is. Yeah.
But around here, there is a bisected body. And there are anvils. You see the anvils? Each anvil has a sword on it.
Okay, is the sword like lying down, or?
Each anvil has a sword lying down on it.
Okay. I guess I will try to shoot one of the swords off the anvil. If I can do that.
You're going to try to what? I'm sorry?
To use my bow and shoot at one of the swords and see if I can knock it off of the anvil.
Okay. Which one?
The one closest to me.
There's two of them that are kind of close to you. There's this one.
Yeah, this one's probably closer on the right, on the left, I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
So, go ahead and make your attack roll, then.
11? No, wait, 13.
Okay. So, you shoot at the sword on the anvil closest to you. And the arrow just hits the wall right above it.
Good try, Obi. Help the wall. The wall will never be the same.
Anything else you'd like to do?
No, I can do nothing else.
Okay. In that case, we will move on to Ongo is next. Currently, you've got Bagda on your back. So, what would you like to do?
I guess I'm going to set Bagda down on the stairs.
Oh, first make a dexterity save for me. Sorry, I forgot about that.
7.
7?
Yes.
All right, so you will take 5 points of slashing damage from the razor, blades.
Well, I'm going to ask Bagda. Do you have any idea what this could be?
Well, she can't really say anything because it's not her turn.
So I'm guessing she actually gets a turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to set her on these stairs. And okay. I don't know if I should move or not. I want to go to the one on the right, the anvil on the right.
Okay.
And can I maybe try to knock the sword off with my glaive?
Okay. So you move over to the anvil on the right, and you try to use your glaive to knock the sword off. Go ahead and make an attack roll for me.
14.
Okay. Let's see here. Is it? There it is. So you rush up and swing at the sword while you're still running, and aren't able to make contact with it.
Okay, so in that case, so can I do the polearm master and try again?
Yes, you can.
Motherfuck. 14.
Okay, so once again, you swing and miss. Unable to hit the sword that's laying on the anvil in front of you.
Is this crazy invisible force field?
Okay. So that brings us to Bagda's turn. First, she makes a dexterity save. So being a gnome, she is able to stay under the whirling of the blades. Not take any damage. All right. And not knowing really what's going on, she's just going to stay half submerged in water with just a little, with just her head peeking up so she can breathe.
That's smart.
And we will move on to Colgrin.
So I think what I'm going to do is kind of try to do what Olby was trying to do and failed because Olby sucks.
First, make a dexterity save for me.
Dexterity save. Alright. You know I love you, Olby. I am very afraid that that is going to be a 23!
Very good. So you managed to stay out of the way of the blades and not get cut.
Yeah. All right. Oh. So I don't even know where my token is. No, I have not checked my bubble recently. I'm going to come to this little corner at the top of the stairs, close to that blood splatter.
Okay.
That's in front of that. I'm not going to go to the blood splatter. I'm just going to go to the, yeah, like right about there. And,
right about here?
No, like I'm staying at the top.
Okay. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Because that blood splatter tells me that that's probably not a good safe space to be.
Looking around this room, it doesn't appear that there is a safe place to be.
Fair point. And I am going to use one of my... Hang on, I forgot what the name of it was. Let me use one of my psychic blades, and I'm going to throw it at the sword on that anvil and try to knock it off.
Okay, so you summon a psychic blade and throw it towards the sword on the anvil. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
That would be a 22.
Okay, so you throw the psychic blade hitting the sword that's perched on the anvil. Roll damage for me.
Alright. Well, that blows balls. That'll be 4.
Okay. And as the sword begins to fall off the anvil, and you're expecting the clatter of metal on stone that never comes as the sword begins to float in the air.
Okay.
And there.
Alright, I'm going to... Can I yell out to my friends, hey, the sword is floating in the air!
Is that all for you?
That's all.
I didn't answer my question either.
No, she didn't. That brings us to Morwen.
So, all these saws or whatever that are in the room, are they, like, can I tell... How high off the ground they are?
They are not very high. They are, like, it's going to be, if you're going to try to get under them, it'll be very difficult. And they are, like, moving up and down as well.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. How are they moving? Can you show me that again real quick?
Up and down.
They're moving up and down?
So, first, Morwen, give me a dexterity save.
Is a... 8.
Okay, so you will take 7 points of slashing damage from the nearest blade.
Is it 7?
Yes, 7.
Okay. Can I tell if this sword that has started flying or floating, is it like, does it look like it is going to attack or anything like that? Like, can I tell anything about it?
You can't tell at the moment. It's just hovering there.
You can tell that his name is Jared and he likes long walks on the beach.
Okay. I am going to use Chill Touch.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to attack this floating sword.
Okay, go ahead and make your attack roll.
14.
14 is a miss, so your skeletal hand appears in the air, but is unable to grab hold of it. And that brings us to the blade's turn. Where are you, Morwen? I don't see you. Did I not put you on here?
I'm like right behind.
Okay, you're stacked with Olby, okay? So we need to move y'all apart from each other.
I'll go. Yes. I'll move up here.
Okay. There we go. All right. So now it is the blade's turn, and it will come forward, and it is going to take a swing at Morwen.
That's not Morwen.
Not Morwen. Colgrin.
Okay.
And miss.
Yay!
Sword, you're drunk. Go home.
Okay, so that's all it is going to do. So that brings us back up to Olby.
Okay.
Let's go, Olby. Let's go.
I will move up to the top of the stairs.
Okay. So right in front of Colgrin here?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a dexterity save for me.
Okay. Ooh, natural 20 plus 5.
Very good. So you do not get cut as you move towards the top of the stairs here.
Okay. And then I'm going to I guess swing at the blade with my short sword.
Okay. You did have your bow out, so it will take you an action to switch weapons.
Okay, I'll switch weapons.
Okay, so you switch weapons. All right, Ongo.
I am going to attempt to attack the sword in front of me again.
Okay, go ahead and make your attack roll.
15.
All right, 15. So you swing again. And you hit the side of the anvil, not actually making contact with the sword, but the sword does begin to tumble off of the anvil and begin to float into the air.
Yay for vibration!
Okay, and so I would like to use Polearm Master on the sword.
Okay, go ahead.
21.
21 is a hit. So go ahead and roll your damage on that one.
7 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
I would like to use my action surge.
Okay.
For an additional glaive attack.
Go ahead.
For a 17.
17 is a hit.
Where is my D10? Oh my goodness, two in a row, that's cocked. 5 points of slashing damage.
Okay. Okay. Next, it is Bagda's turn. She is going to first make a dex save. Oh, Ongo, make a dex save. Sorry.
3.
Okay, so you take another 6 points of slashing damage.
Oh.
And Bagda will poke her head up out of the water, and it'll graze against one of the blades, so she will take some damage here.
Uh-oh, Bagda!
Get it cut off her leg.
I'm sorry?
Did it cut off her leg? Did she heal herself?
Oh my god.
No, it did not cut off her leg.
Purposely kicked up in the air to fix herself.
Oh. Okay. And she will poke up out of the water, and she will do a firebolt at the sword in front of Ongo.
Aw, she likes me. We've become friends.
That is a... okay, that's a hit. So she does hit. And that is a... okay. So the firebolt hits the sword in front of you, Ongo, and the sword just clatters to the ground.
Is that it? Nothing happens to the saw blades?
No, she didn't shoot at the saw blades. Okay. All right. Now it is Colgrin's turn. Make a dexterity save for me, Colgrin.
That'll be a dirty 20.
Very good. You avoid the blades again.
Yay! All right. I'm going to attack the sword that's in front of Colby.
Okay.
And let me see. All right. So my first attack is going to be another dirty 20.
That's a hit.
And that'll be 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I am going to manifest another second blade in my offhand and attack again.
Okay.
Shit. No. And that is going to be that's going to be a 14 to hit.
14 is a miss.
All right, I will give a very disappointed look and then.
Okay. All right, so that brings us to Morwen. Make a dexterity save for me.
Eleven.
All right, so you will take a whopping 1 point of slashing damage from the blades.
Right.
As they dig into your shoulder. And what would you like to do?
Okay, so remind me, like, if I were to use, what's it called, Thunder Wave? Like, how does that work again? Like a 15,
It's a 15-foot cube.
Uh-huh.
I've actually researched this since the last time we played.
Okay.
I thought it was a 15-foot cube with you as the center.
Okay.
It's actually a 15-foot cube in front of you. So it would hit Olby, Colgrin, and the sword.
Okay. So what I want to try... So would it be... If I moved here... Would it do those, like, the three in front of me, like, three rows in front of me and three down? Like, is that a 15-foot cube?
You're talking about below you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would do three in front of you and three across. So it would be, let's see, I should be able to do this here. Can you see that?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking.
That's
okay.
What it would hit.
Okay, so I'm going to try to do a Thunder Wave at second level.
Okay.
And hopefully that will get one sword and maybe a couple saw blades.
Okay, go ahead. And what is it? What kind of...
It is...
Is it an attack roll or a saving throw?
A saving throw.
Okay.
Constitution 14.
Constitution saving throw. Okay. All right, does it do half damage on a success?
Let's see. Yeah, half damage.
Okay, so go ahead and roll your damage and give me that number.
I rolled 2 ones.
Okay.
Well, I got it at second level, so it'll be...
So that would be an extra dice, I think, is what
it is. Yeah, so it's 8, so half of that's 4.
Okay, so 4 damage. And this one is now active.
No.
Okay.
Did it do anything to the saw blades?
No, it did not.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so that brings us to the blades. So this one here will attack Olby for 22 to hit. And it will do 6 points of piercing damage to you, Olby.
Hey, Ricky, sorry. It may not matter at all, but I just realized I rolled D6s and it's D8s.
Okay, go ahead and re-roll with D8s.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Which one? The D8s or the pyramid ones, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the D8s look like...
Double pyramids?
Double pyramids, yes.
A diamond, yep.
That's a lot better.
Okay.
6 plus 6 plus 5. So 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And then half of 17.
Okay, so that would be 8.
So that's a little better.
Okay. All right, so now it is the blade's turn. So this one attacked Olby. I already told you your damage on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, and so this one will float out here and attack Morwen with advantage. And that is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
So Morwen, you will take 6 points of piercing damage. That brings us back to Olby.
All right, so now that I have my short sword out, I'll swing at the one in front of me.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a 16 to hit.
It is at advantage because you're flanking.
Ooh. One is a 15. Both a
16. Okay, that is a miss.
Damn it.
So you swing with your short sword at this floating sword, and it just kind of bobs out of the way.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
All right, Ongo.
Ongo.
I'm going to move to the other anvil here. And okay. I'm going to attack it with the glaive.
Okay, go ahead and make your attack roll.
22.
All right, so you bring your glaive down on this sword, and it falls off of the anvil and clatters to the ground.
Good job, Ongo.
Now, can we pick that sword up?
Hmm. Is that what you want to do? Pick it up?
Probably not.
What it's up to you.
Do it. I'll pick it up.
All right. So as it hits the ground, you reach down and scoop up the sword. And immediately, as you touch the sword, all of the blades stop. And the two remaining floating swords fall to the ground.
You guys are welcome.
You did it, Ongo.
You did it.
And the sword in your hand, Ongo, begins to shrink and becomes a small rock shaped like a sword. All right. So the danger has passed. We are out of initiative. What would you like to do?
Explore the room and see if there's any treasure or anything that might be interesting. Oh, there's a body!
Yeah, well, Bagda immediately goes to the body and explains that this is Alatol, the paladin of their group.
It's Adderall, who was bisexual, by the
way. And
is there anything on his body?
She takes the sword off of the lower half of his body and pulls a pouch out of his pocket and just tosses it to the closest person, which would be Morwen.
Yay, I'm rich.
So you receive a pouch of 25 gold as she attaches the long sword to her hip.
Wow, okay.
But that's the only body in here?
Yes, that is the only body in here.
Except for these bodies.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything else in the room that looks like it would be, like, that's different from the blades or the anvils?
Well, there's five swords.
All right. I'll pick one up and investigate it.
Okay. So you pick up one of the swords, and it seems to be just a standard longsword.
Can I keep it?
Sure.
Cool. All right. Add that to my shit. Longsword.
Can I also take a longsword?
You can.
Take one as well.
Okay.
And I'm sure Ongo would like one as well.
Okay. All right. So, you have collected the key from this room and gathered your rewards. What would you like to do now?
I suppose we should go see if we can get into the other room. I agree with this.
Okay. So, with the six keys in your possession, you dive headlong back into the cold, dark waters of the Hall of Trial. As you swim toward the once inaccessible stone dais north of the hall, the six keys that are in your possession begin to glow in tandem with the arcane runes at the end of the hall. This glow intensifies to a blinding white light that momentarily illuminates the once dark waters around you. For a moment, you all collectively shield your eyes from the intensity of the light. As the light slowly dissipates, you observe a slight, gentle light streaming down into the dark waters from an opening in the ceiling at the end of the hallway.
Hey, I guess we're supposed to go toward the opening?
Go toward the light!
What okay. Do you guys
do? Guess we go towards the light.
How is everyone else feeling?
I didn't take any damage. I feel great.
I might like a short rest before we go towards the light.
Okay, well, keep in mind that you're currently underwater, so if you're going to take a short rest, you need to find somewhere to do that.
Let's back to where we were and take a rest?
I would like, yes.
Morwen, what do you think?
I'm a little banged up.
All right, let's go back to the Blood Palace and camp and get a short rest. Or a long rest, not a short rest.
Short rest. We just had a long rest.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you have another long rest right now.
I'm tired, DM.
You can't long rest after every fight.
Okay.
Okay. So you head back into the room and set up for a short rest. So you can use hit dice if you have them. So having taken your short rest, you dive back into the waters and swim towards the light at the end of this tunnel. And swimming up through the opening in the ceiling, you find yourself in another room.
Oh, crap.
The walls and floor of this new room are completely frozen.
Yeah.
And you see frozen skeletons on the ground as well.
The furnace. Cold furnace. Look at that, we gotta light the furnace. I guess look around and see what we can see.
Okay.
I think I see a staircase.
You do see a staircase in front of you, and you see a large light source coming from as well, as flames are coming from both sides.
Do any of these skeletons have like clothes on or anything, or are they just skeletons?
They are just skeletons.
Are they look like the skeletons that we encountered before with those crystal things?
They do have crystals all over them, yes, growing out of their bones.
Okay. Running out of their boners. I say we avoid those sons of bitches. Maybe head toward the furnace. Obi, Morwen, and absent Ongo, what do you guys think?
I've already started walking towards the stairs.
I'm following Morwen.
I'm there too.
All right. So as you approach the stairs, you do see in front of you a long hallway with green marble flooring. And at several points, I don't know why it is not doing that right. Okay, but anyway, at several points, probably about every 15 feet, you see spurts of flame coming from both sides. And there is a narrow 5-foot passage between the flames.
All right, I guess we move cautiously.
Yes, so. Okay, so you begin to move carefully through the flames. I will move you guys and on go in single file line. What's your marching order?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go second.
Okay.
Third.
And Ongo and Bagda bringing up the rear.
Rear.
Magda, I love it.
Does Ongo still... Greg wants... Or Ongo wants to know if he still has...
his Bagda.
His Bagda.
yes, she does need help walking as her leg is still... has not miraculously healed for any reason. Okay, so you walk single file through the flames, and you see between each one there are these large statues of some grotesque, twisted, gnarled creatures, each holding daggers out to the side.
Oh, that's not cool. Do they move when we move through anything?
They don't appear to be moving at all. Mm-hmm. So you continue walking up through the flames until you reach the end of the room. Here, there are two elaborate thrones on which sit two skeletons. The skeletons are decked out in kingly robes and jewelry. The skeleton on the right is missing its skull. There is a carving into the ground between the two thrones.
Are the robes like tattered or do they look fresh?
They are a little tattered, but still very, very nice.
We get a lot of money for those.
I know, and the jewelry.
Yeah. More, what do you think?
I think they look nice.
I mean, like, you think that...
like, I've seen better.
All right.
I was thinking more like, do you want to maybe help us steal these and make some coin?
So, also, sure. Past the thrones, you see a very large, deep blue crystal at the back of the room with several indentations in it.
Well, I'm going to... I really want to steal some of those jewels and stuff, so I want to sneak up to that one throne. Is it okay if I do that, guys?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to sneak up to that throne and try to take one of the jewels.
Okay, roll a stealth check for me.
Let me see. That is going to be 15.
All right, so you manage to make your way up to the throne and take one of the jewels.
Ooh, what kind of jewel is it?
Sure, emerald.
An emerald?
Sure.
Ooh, it's pretty, guys.
I don't think anybody can hear you.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
What?
I'll just walk up and take one as well.
Okay. Is there any that look more expensive than
I was going to say, are there like diamonds or are they more?
Make an investigation check.
I'd like to go look at the indentations in the crystal.
Okay, go ahead and make an investigation check as well.
12.
There are a variety of different stones, including diamonds, yes.
Okay, I want to take a couple diamonds.
Okay.
Are diamonds the most expensive in this world?
You don't know.
I feel like we would.
Are you a jeweler?
Live in it.
Yeah, we don't know his backstory. He very well could be a jeweler, and we wouldn't know.
He's not. Neither does he.
As a noble person, would I know what jewel would be the most expensive?
Make a history check.
Which one should I be taking, noble?
And Ongo, you wouldn't know shit about history because you still have amnesia.
Morwin, what jewel should I be
taking? Morwin, yes, you would know that diamonds do have an extremely high value.
Diamonds.
I'll just scrounge up diamonds.
Okay.
Should I roll a certain number?
No. You all begin to, except for Obi, who is investigating something else, you all begin to just pick the jewelry off of the skeletons.
I think we're about to get attacked.
How many do we get?
A shitload.
So I'm going to put in my inventory a shitload of jewels.
Okay. Go ahead. So, Obi, what did you roll?
I got a 15.
Okay. So going to investigate the indentations in the crystal, you see that they are remarkably similar to the six stones that you found.
Do all the indentations look the same? Or do they look like I can tell which one would go where?
You can tell which one goes in which slot.
Okay. You can tell which one goes in which hole.
I will point this out to my comrades.
Okay.
All right. After I pilfer a hefty bit of jewels from the throne, I'm going to join Olby and be like, ooh, that's interesting.
I'll look at the text on the floor.
Make a intelligence check.
9.
Okay. So you begin to look at it, and it's not in any language you recognize. But as you are looking at it, Bagda approaches and looks down at the text, looks up at you and says, are you able to read it?
No.
Do we know what language it's in?
It's in Infernal. Mm-hmm. I can read it to you if you don't.
Yes. Please read it to us.
It states, here lie the twins who dared deceive the gods of Zibalba. Let their fates be an example to all who would make a fool of the gods. Wings of a bat, sword of the mighty, eye of the fire, breath of ice, soul of the forest, and a heart of darkness. Present them all in the light of Zibalba, and be judged of your worthiness. One way or another, your journey ends here.
Oh, shit!
So I take it you're all probably gathered around the thing now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's move you guys up there. Boop. 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 And let's just for kicks use this for Bagda.
She's a sword.
She's a sword. Oh my god.
Okay.
So what would you like to do?
Not get judged.
I want to fill these holes.
Put them all in at the same time.
Okay. So you begin putting the keys in. And as you insert the six keys into the crystal, the chamber begins to shake slightly before slowly increasing into an earth-shaking tremor. Dust begins to fall from the ceilings, and you barely manage to steady yourself. Before you, the large crystal begins to crack and reform, taking on a more humanoid shape with each passing second. Roll initiative.
So you put those in the holes too good.
20 to 25. Nobody? Okay.
We're dead.
15 to 20.
15.
They got one person.
Okay.
Oh,
Pongo.
All right. 10 to 15.
11.
Only enough to reach right here.
There's
got
right here. That's what I heard.
All right. All right. Morwen, what did you have?
9.
And Obi?
8.
All right. As it steadies itself from its awakening, the crystalline brute scans the room. It spots you, and the myriad of corpses fused to its body begin to writhe as they collectively let out a soul-shattering scream of pain before lunging towards you. All right, so it goes first. So it is going to, let's see, there are 3 that it could attack here. So let's just go ahead and roll a d6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is going to be Morwen. So it raises a large, let's see, what does it have? A large crystalline fist and slams it down towards you, Morwen. And that is a 21 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
15 points of bludgeoning damage as it comes down on top of you.
What?
Good thing I'm raging.
Okay. All right. Ongo. You're up.
Come on, Ongo, kill it.
I guess I will move up into melee range here.
Okay.
And then attack it with the glaive. Yeah, I'll attack it with the glaive. We're an 18.
An 18 hits.
5 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And then pull arm master.
Okay.
We're at 21.
Okay, 21's a hit.
And 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And since we used our short rest, I would like to use my action surge again.
Okay.
Why are you doing this to me? And I think I will use, let's see here, I'll go ahead and use my breath weapon.
Okay.
So it is I'm guessing that is a dex save.
A dex save, okay. What's the DC on that? Doesn't matter. I failed.
Okay, put 2d6.
I rolled a 5, and his dexterity is -1.
Oh. So- There's only one way that could have been worse than
bad. Or 11 points of lightning. 7 points of lightning damage.
7 points of lightning damage, okay. All right. So Ongo charges forward and hits with his glaive, turns around, hits with the back of it, and then unleashes his breath weapon on this large chunk of crystal.
Large chunk of the edge.
Oh my god.
Okay. So next is Bagda's turn, and she will back up over here and shoot a firebolt at it.
Okay.
Let's see, that's a +6, so that's a hit.
You go, girl.
And let's see here. And the so the firebolt hits the creature in the chest and kind of just spreads all over it. And it appears not only to not have hurt it, but healed it. As some of the chunks of crystal fuse back together in the fire.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You knew you did it anyway. That is a dick move. None of us would have used fire.
Well, that's Bagda's go-to, so she's kind of shocked now. But she knows better now.
How much extra carrying weight can I put in my Bagda?
Oh.
I wanted to load it down with diamonds.
Y'all have already picked those skeletons clean.
Oh.
All right. Luckily, she didn't roll that high on her fire damage, so it's good.
No, it's not.
All right. So, Colgrin, you're up.
I'm going to use my psychic blades and attack that big fuck.
Okay.
So. Ooh, okay. So I'm assuming that a 10 misses.
A 10 does miss, yes.
And then I'm going to, with my offhand, have my other psychic blade. And for a 17 to hit.
17 hits.
Yay! Let me roll my damage. It will take 6 of the damage.
Okay. All right. So you slash at it with the first psychic blade, which it kind of dodges out of the way of. You bring up the second one and slice right through part of the crystal on its leg.
Yeah, eat that.
Eat my shorts.
All right, Morwen.
Yes.
Okay.
Use fire touch.
I don't have
the spell. Don't you fucking dare.
I don't have the spell, so.
Because you know that it heals it too. You should go ahead and use it.
I'm going to cast Moonbeam on the, like, I guess, back end of it.
All right.
Not, like, really. It's, like, almost kind of like it's still in one of its 5-foot spaces, but it's on the back end, so none of my allies would get in it.
Right. Okay.
She wants to put it in his butt.
Yeah, I'm going to Moonbeam him up the butt.
Okay, so let's see. You are now concentrating on Moonbeam as a silvery beam of pale light shines down in the 5-foot radius around the back of this creature. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that will be on its first turn, or on its turn when it starts its turn there, it'll take damage. Okay.
So it doesn't take turn or damage now?
No, not until it starts its turn there.
Okay. And so, if I'm reading this correctly, and you can correct me if I am incorrect, I can wild shape and keep concentration, and Moonbeam can keep going while I'm in a wild shape, right?
Yes, because you keep your own mind.
Okay. So, then I'm going to use my bonus action to wild shape into a brown bear.
Okay.
Rawr. Shit. Took up the whole fucking map.
And that's my turn.
Okay, let me get Morwen out of here. Nope, not there. I'm just going to put her over here for the time being. So that way, if you come out of bear form, she's there. Okay. So, that brings us to Obi.
Okay.
You got this. Turtle power. Turtle power.
Power.
I can't see.
I'm going to use my long sword.
Okay.
And can I use that two-handed?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, because
long sword, I think, is a two-handed.
It says it's versatile. That's what
okay. Then yes. Yes, you can use it two-handed then.
Maybe. You have to do a little more damage if you do it. Yeah. Ooh, but that's a 10.
Ooh. 10 is a miss.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, anything else?
No.
Okay. So back to the creature. It is going to try to slam down on... I have a D4 out here, don't I?
Somewhere's.
It's got to take damage from Moonbeam, too.
Ah, yes, it does. It's got to roll a Constitution?
14.
Constitution save of 14, which it What's its constitution bonus? Oh, okay. That is... Yes. No, that's just under. So it fails.
Okay, so it takes 11 points of radiant damage.
All right.
Good job, Noble.
All right. All right, so it is going to use its... It actually gets two of them. It's going to use its first slam attack on the bear.
Yes.
So it doesn't.
That is a 21 to hit. So you will take 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
Who?
More the bear. The bear takes 16 points of bludgeoning damage. And its second attack will go for Obi. And that is an 11 to hit.
No.
18.
That is definitely a miss. All right. And Morwen, go ahead and make a constitution saving throw for me.
Okie dokie.
Hold that concentration.
18.
Okay, you're good. You maintain concentration on your moonbeam. All right, Ongo, you're up.
We'll hit that bitch.
Okay.
Hit.
With a 20.
That's a hit.
6 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And I will pull our master.
All right.
A 19.
19 hits.
For 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Right. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Now it is Bagda's turn once again. So, seeing what happened last time, she will not use fire again. She's going to cast a magic missile.
Don't use fire if you want to keep that leg.
That's 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. So she shoots three bolts of a magic missile at it.
Good job.
Right. All right. So that brings us back to Colgrin.
Yeah, I am going to attack with my psychic blades once again. Let's see, for a dirty 20.
Okay, that's a hit.
And then for 7 points of damage.
All right.
And I will attack with my offhand weapon for 16. Does that hit?
16 does not.
Okay. Boo! And that's all I got. Just
all right.
Away.
All right, Morwen. Go ahead.
I'm going to use my multi-attack on him.
Okay.
I'm going to body him.
All right.
I'm going to body him on the butt. And I'm going to miss.
Okay.
And so then I'm going to use my claws. 20?
20 hits.
Okay.
Touching up.
26. 11 points of damage.
Alright. Alright, that brings us back to Obi.
Okay, I'm gonna try to hit with my longsword.
Alright, longsword attack. I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just cheering her on, that's all.
Oh, okay.
That is an 18.
An 18 hits.
Okay. Oh shit. Oh shit. That sucks. That's 3 damage.
Ugh. Yay!
I'm gonna sick my turtles on him.
All right.
For an additional 6.
All right. So you swing at it with your long sword, swiping it across the stone exterior, which doesn't do much. But then the turtles engulf your sword. And flow with it and begin to attack.
That's cool. That's cool.
Okay. So, that brings us back to his turn.
He's going to take damage from Moonbeam.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, his constitution save this time is a 10, which is a failure.
So he's going to take 11 points of radiant damage.
Okay. All right. And he is starting to look a little rough, so he is going to take in a deep breath. And... blup, blup, blup.
Get a deep breath and go blup, blup.
And that's it. That's all he does.
We win.
So hitting Ongo and Olby, I need both of you to make dexterity saves, I think. Yes, dexterity saves.
16.
Oh, no. 8. Can I help by trying to pull Olby toward me?
No.
No, you're too slow.
But I hold his hand.
All right, so...
Olby.
Ongo succeeded and Olby failed. So let's see. The damage on that is a shit ton.
Oh, fuck. Not that good, Barry.
Okay, so Olby, that will be 27 points of fire damage as he breathes out a cone of fire at you and Ongo. Ongo, that will be, what did I say, 27, so that would be 13 for you.
Better take that short rest.
Okay. So, that is his attack. That is everything he can do, because y'all have got him kind of cornered in.
Yeah, bitch.
All right, and that brings us back to Ongo.
I'll hit him with the glaive again.
All right.
With a natural 1.
Ooh, go ahead and roll a d20 for me.
Where's another 1?
Another 1?
Yes.
No fucking way.
7, just kidding.
Okay.
Well, I was like, motherfucker.
Okay, so I will roll to see which side you go to. So as you swing your glaive, you kind of do a little too much follow-through and swing it and go ahead and roll your damage for your glaive.
Oh, yeah, it does. Of course, now I roll high. It would be 12.
All right. As you slice through Olby's belly for 12 points of damage, Olby.
How much?
12.
Oh, so can I tell them? Okay. Never mind. I'm still up.
Okay. All right.
And then I get the Polar Master.
Okay, go ahead.
Or a 17.
17 hits. So luckily, during the follow through where you sliced Olby, you actually at the same time hit the creature with the back of your glaive.
5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Did
it twice. Let's see. I returned the glaive. What the fuck, Olby?
All right, it is now Bagda's turn.
Bitch, you better not do no damn fire shit.
And she is going to do something.
You better not be
stupid. Yes, sir.
Nope, that's too much. Okay.
Please do.
You two are all crowded in too much for her to do anything really good. So... she will just do another magic missile for 9 points of damage. All right. Colgrin, you're up.
All right, time to whoop his ass. All right, so here we go. Psychic Blade. Let me see. 18.
All right, that's a hit. So you summon your Psychic Blade, start swiping at this creature.
Yeah, and he'll take 5 points of damage for that first hit.
Okay.
And then that is going to be a dirty 20.
That's a hit.
And he'll take 4 points of damage. Damn. Damage.
All right. All right, Morwen.
All right, I'm going to bite him.
Okay.
In the foot.
And I'm going to miss.
Okay.
And I'm going to miss again with my claws.
Oh.
I rolled a 2 and then a 4.
All right, Obi, you're up.
Okay, I am going to disengage.
Okay.
And I'm going to back away.
Okay.
And then I can... It's a bonus action to take a potion, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to take a potion.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. And I'm going to get another turn in. Let me roll this, see if he gets his fire breath back.
Please no. Please no.
He takes damage from Moonbeam, too.
Okay. Let's see. He succeeds on the saving throw this time, so that would be half damage. I think that's half damage, right?
Yeah. 11 again, so half of 11.
Okay, so that would be 5.
And 11 damage.
I don't know. We'll have to get Rick to do it, I think.
Okay, so he does not get his fire breath back, so he is going to, let's see.
Sorry, Rick, I don't mean to interrupt. Can you move Obi, because... Oh, thank you. Never mind. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so he is going to swipe at... the first one is going to go at Ongo. That's a miss. The second one will go at the bear. And that's a miss.
Okay.
Bitch.
So, Ongo, you're up.
All right. Glaive it is. For 11?
11 is a miss.
Okay, and then polearm. For a 20?
20's a hit.
For 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
5 points of bludgeoning damage. All right. Where did my pen go? All right. It is Bagda's turn once again. Bagda shoots another 3 missiles at it because she can't really do anything because people are too close.
She's stupid.
All of her stuff is, all of her good stuff that's not fire is area of effect. All right, so that brings us to Colgrin.
So yeah, I'm going to psychic blade his ass.
Okay.
With a 16.
That's a miss.
All right, let's try that again. Ooh, a 23.
That's a hit.
Yay. That's going to be 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
All right. I'm going to need Ongo and Colgrin to make dexterity saving throws. Oh, and Morwen too. Ongo, Colgrin, and Morwen to make dexterity saving throws.
All right. That is going to...
What is my... I'll ride next to
me. I got a 10.
Okay.
11.
Okay.
I got an 18.
Okay. So, as you slice at him with your psychic blades, Colgrin, the crystals just kind of begin to crack and shatter. And Morwen and Ongo, you each take 5 points of piercing damage, and Colgrin, you take 2. The creature is dead. Gone.
Yay!
And you see... And you see that behind where it stood is an opening.
Is it an opening?
So there is an opening, an archway behind where the creature was.
Alright, is there anything left of the creature to investigate?
Shards of crystal.
Okay.
Like just your basic crystal.
Yeah, just like a basic quartz crystal.
Basic ass crystal.
Do you need any quartz there, Olby?
I'll probably gather a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so you gather up some quartz.
Hope you're making a badass potion.
They get that ass potion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you people, but I would like to get the hell out of this trap of death as fast as possible.
Does the archway seem to be leading to somewhere safe, or does it seem to be like...
You're not really sure where it leads to. It looks like a tunnel.
Into the tunnel! Oh, wait. Do you need a short rest? Olby?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt, but we could probably keep going.
Is the tunnel big enough for a bear?
Yes.
I'm going to stay as a bear.
Okay. So you go into the tunnel and you see just as you enter to the left and right, there are just stacks of gold bars and ancient coins piled up.
What? Stop your Magda.
Take it off.
Yes, we're going to take as much of that. I'm going to stuff my bag to full and my pocket.
And lying amongst this treasure hoard, there is a single emerald tablet with carvings on the front of it.
Yeah. Well, I bet that's what
tablet
is to get. Start gathering up some gold bars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Bars and ancient coin.
So you begin gathering up the gold bars and ancient coin.
Do we need to write down a shitload?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll let me input that into the currency.
A shitload of bars and a shitload of ancient coin.
Yeah, these aren't like spendable coin. They are just made of gold, but they are ancient, so they're not the current currency of the world. They can be sold.
Yeah, we melt these bitches down and then make
gold.
But the bars of gold can be sold for
gold.
So.
Get the emerald tablet. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right. So you grab, you get all of the loot that you can carry and make your way through the tunnel, which seems to incline as you go and brings you out a la Skyrim style into the first room of the dungeon.
Amazing. Yay!
Where you climb back up and meet with Rena.
We're back at the entrance.
Guys, do not tell her about the shitload of gold bars and ancient coin. Just give her the fucking emerald shit.
Are you saying this in front of her right now?
No, I said it's the tunnel.
You said it as you were going with Bagda following?
You're so smart.
Here's what I'm going to do. Whoa. I can do a thing. I have psychic whispers. I'm going to say, as an action, I can choose up the two creatures I can see, and I can speak telepathically with them. So I'm going to say this to... I think Oldie's smart enough, and so is Morwen, but she's in bear form. So I'm gonna do telepathy with Morwen and
she would have had to come out of bear form to climb up the ladder.
Well, this is in the tunnel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And a hoard gold.
I'm Morwen. We'll just say I'm Morwen then.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it to Oldie and Ongo now that I think about it, because yeah. Morwen's sly. And I'm just going to say, don't tell Rena about the shitload of gold we got. Okay?
Okay, you got it. I won't tell him about the gold.
Well, mention the shitload of gold.
As I say this out loud to
Colgrin. I will not tell her about the gold and stuff.
Okay. So you make your way out of the tunnel and begin to climb the ladder. And as you begin to leave, all of you begin to feel this unsettling feeling of some higher power watching over your actions.
My goddess, do.
But you make it up the ladder to where Rena has made camp. You see that she has put up a little tent where she's been sleeping for the past couple of nights.
Well, that sounds nice for her.
Yeah, good for her.
And she is extremely excited when you come up. She actually rushes up and puts her arms around Bagda and hugs her. And begins to come, and if you'll allow it, hug each one of you.
You'll be allowed to hug.
I allow a hug. How's that leg holding up?
This is not Bagda, this is Rena.
I know this is Rena, but I'm still going to ask Bagda.
Oh, okay. I think it'll be okay now that we're out of there. I can properly rest it.
Rena, can you heal her leg?
No, I don't believe I can. I can heal it, but we can get her back to town. I am so grateful that you've made it out of there and you've saved Bagda here. Did you find anything of import?
I found 3 dead bodies.
I'm saddened to hear that.
We might have found some kind of weird green tablet.
A green tablet.
Yeah.
May I see it, please?
You can see it, but you can't touch it.
Well, that's the entire reason we brought you here, was to return historical artifacts to the archive.
That's true, but I'm a little bit afraid because I just saw you. I'm shutting up now. I'm just going to hold it up and say, so is this thing worth anything?
You seem to be easily excitable, is what she's trying to say.
I give Rena the
tablet. All right, so you give Rena the tablet. She's very excited. She suggests that you all rest here for the evening, and then you could set back out for town the next morning. That is where we will officially end for the night.